Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting third. The first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aaron Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pokey Reese. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brett Tomko. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brett Tomko. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Alex Ochoa. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Collier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Carl. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Casey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cameron moves to third. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cameron tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Loretta hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Zerillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Ochoa reaches second base with a double. Nilsson scores. It's Reds, 1, Brewers, 1. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the the Reds won, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Grissom hits a line drive into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Collier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Brett Tomko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tomko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cameron is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cameron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hammonds is 0-1 in the game. Hammonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Casey is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Casey is hit by the pitch. Hammonds moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vaughn is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hammonds scores. Casey moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Larkin is 0-1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boone is 0-1 in the game. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carl strikes out. One out. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Loretta is 0-1 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Loretta reaches second base with a double. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cirillo is 0-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Loretta scores. It's 3-2, Reds. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Nilsson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops it up and throws to first, with Tomko covering, for the out. Cirillo moves to third. Two outs. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ochoa is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ochoa hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reese is 0-1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Tomko is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tomko is 0-1 in the game. Tomko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tomko fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Collier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Collier is 0 for 1 in the game. Collier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sean Casey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Casey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Casey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hammonds moves to third. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Hammonds scores. Casey moves to third. It's 4-2, Reds. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Banks pinch hits for Scott Carl. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Loretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Coppinger now pitching. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Brett Tomko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomko is 0 for 2 in the game. Tomko strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cameron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Cameron reaches second base with a double. There goes Johnson trying to get to home. Jenkins throws the ball into Valentin, who relays the ball to Nilsson, who tags Johnson, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ochoa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to second. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Collier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Collier is 0-for-2 in the game. Collier hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larkin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hammonds strikes out. One out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Casey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Casey strikes out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Nilsson and he is out, Collier applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds now playing left field. Michael Tucker now playing right field. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Becker pinch hits for Rocky Coppinger. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Becker reaches second base with a double. Valentin moves to third. Danny Graves now pitching. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Loretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Reds. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ochoa is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 3. The Reds will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Rich Becker now playing right field. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Boone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nilsson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 4, Brewers, 4. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Grissom is 0-for-3 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Collier is 0-for-3 in the game. Collier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Becker hits a fly ball to center field. That will be extra bases. Cameron chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Reese. Reese fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Reese. Valentin goes all the way around to score. Becker moves all the way to home. It's 6-4, Brewers. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Loretta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Loretta hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Charlie Green now catching. Ronnie Belliard now playing second base. Bob Wickman now pitching. Ed Taubensee pinch hits for Brian Johnson. Ed Taubensee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Taubensee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Morris pinch hits for Danny Graves. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cameron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.